John, in our Four C's talks, we are talking today about color.
Yippee!
Yes. The color grading system that we use most often in the jewelry business is the one developed by the Gemological Institute of America.
Accepted globally.
And accepted globally and accepted as part of their reports. We start out with the letter D, and D means absolutely colorless. No body color within the gem material.
That's where it starts.
We go D, E, F are all considered in the colorless range with slight subtle differences between the two, which takes very sophisticated grader to determine the difference between a D, E, or an E, F.
That's a tough one.
And then when we get down to what I think is probably the most common color that we find in the marketplace is probably the GH color grade. It faces up white. And, well, yeah, maybe some eye material. They face up white, and they look white to the unaided eye.
Right, when they're set, they're facing up, they look exactly white. So you really can't tell. That's why they're sold so much.
Right. And then they get down to grades like J, K, and you start to see some body color with the unaided eye. And those stones, they have a warmness about them, and they can be sometimes slightly grayish, slightly brownish, or slightly yellowish in color and appearance.
I usually see the yellow ones.
Yes. Well, that's probably the most frequent, but I've seen brownish and grayish colors as well.
But K is what I consider the kiss of death.
Well, it doesn't have to be. If the stone has been cut very nicely, and if it's mounted with other stones of the same color grade.
And you put an 18 karat.
You don't see an 18 karat yellow.
If you put an 18 karat yellow, you're not going to see that off color. You put it in platinum and it's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Right. And I understand that, John. And that's why it's so important to hire a designer that is going to set the stone properly. And if additional stones are going to be added, that they match the color of the center material.
It's very important.
I can tell you, I see people with stones, they've remounted them, they're J color, and they put them in a mounting with GH color smaller stones. And it makes the stone look yellower.
Bad. It makes the stone look bad.
That's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Most people just don't realize until after it's done and they look around and then they can start to see it themselves. So it's important that you not only have your diamonds graded properly in terms of color, but also when you consider setting them, that you're doing so to enhance the look of the stones and not contrast.
Oh, no kidding. Absolutely. I do that all the time. All right, on color. And we'll talk about fancy yellows later.
Well, we can talk about all the fancy colored diamonds in another episode.
Right. Bye for now.
Bye.